Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today's devotional, I want to bring you a wonderful word from the prophet Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. Ready? In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Now, Zechariah chapter 13 begins with the words, in that day. It connects it with the ideas at the end of chapter 12. That chapter ended with Israel's return to the Lord through the once rejected but now embraced Messiah. Flowing from their embrace of the Messiah, they would now enjoy a fountain that brings cleansing for sin and for uncleanness. The cleansing comes after their mourning for the one whom they pierced, again described in the last several verses of Zechariah chapter 12. But it's a beautiful promise there in Zechariah 13:1. This fountain shall be opened. Now, this means that the fountain shall not simply be opened, but it shall remain open. The way to cleansing from the sin, shame, and guilt of our life, it's always open if we'll take it by faith. And the picture is even more wonderful of this fountain of cleansing that God promises to open up if we remember the geography of ancient Israel and modern Israel as well. It's pretty much a dry and barren place. It doesn't have large and lush rivers. So the idea of an abundant fountain was a glorious and a refreshing thought to any of Zechariah's original readers. After all, a fountain is even better than a river, or a well, or a reservoir. A fountain brings the water to you. It's a familiar Old Testament idea expressed perhaps most beautifully here in Zechariah chapter 13. And the idea of a sin-cleansing fountain, a place where we can be cleansed from our sins, that's been a part of many famous hymns. Have you heard this one? There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. That's by William Cowper. Or how about this one? Foul I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. Rock of ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. That was by Augustus Toplady, the great psalm, or a great hymn, I should say, Rock of Ages. Now, the powerful idea in our verse is that this flow of the sin-cleansing fountain is inexhaustible. After all, this is a fountain opened. It's not a cistern. It's not a reservoir. It's a fountain. And a fountain continues to bubble up. And this fountain is just as full 1,000 years later as it is at the first. Even so, God's provision for the forgiveness and the cleansing of our souls continually flows and overflows. And by the way, this is a fountain that is opened. It tells us that the way for sin and sinfulness to be cleansed, it's accessible right now to all people. No one is excluded because the fountain is opened. It isn't hidden. It isn't concealed. It isn't closed. It isn't barred, but it's a fountain opened. And just what does this open fountain cleanse? Zechariah told us that it is for sin and uncleanness. The only thing that can cleanse sin and uncleanness in our life is God's fountain. It deals both with the sin and the stain it leaves behind. That's uncleanness. It is God's supply, and nothing else can cleanse us. Our own past works can't cleanse us. Our own efforts to reform ourselves can't cleanse us. Our own restitution may be necessary, but that in itself can't cleanse us. It's not our past, our present, or our promised works. None of that can cleanse. Only the fountain God provides for us in the person and work of Jesus Christ, especially what he did for us at the cross. Please, let that fountain flow in your life today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.